So the dioxins then, rather than have one oxo linkage between the two benzene rings, we've now got two oxo linkages. Because of the symmetry here, this reduces the number of congeners, so there's only 75 dioxin congeners. And the one that's of most interest is this guy here, 2378 tetrachlorodibenzo dioxin. So the abbreviation for this one that's commonly used is TCDD. Now TCDD then is a particularly toxic compound. When people are considering the toxicity of the suite of congeners, they then compare them back to TCDD. So on the basis of that, this compound is given a value of 1, and pentachlorodibenzofuran, for instance, is given a value of 1/2, one of the particular congeners with 5 chlorines. If we want to look at the toxicity then of the suite of congeners, which will be due to dioxins, and the suite of congeners that are due to the pentachlorodibenzofurans that are present, maybe you've got a piece of really nasty PCB sample and it's been highly contaminated during synthesis, then you simply analyse using a GCMS and figure out the quantities of each of the different PCDFs and dioxins that are present. You've then got a table which will enable you to come up with the toxicity for each one of them. You then sum over all of those to come up with the toxicity of the material that you're looking at. So in this case here, if we were looking at a piece of soil and we've discovered that it's got TCDD present in it and this particular pentachlorodibenzofuran, we take the amounts of material, multiply by their toxicity equivalent factor, and then sum them to come up with the toxicity equivalent per tonne of soil. Now the problems due to TCDD are now quite well known. It's a carcinogenic, teratogenic compound, causes liver malfunction, skeletal problems, and lots of skin issues. The guy then that was hit by this in the news, I think it was a year ago, who was the, I've got to think which of these Eastern Bloc countries it was. Somebody remind me, we talked about this the other day. Ukraine, yeah. It was the guy who was the president of the Ukraine. Yeah. So he was poisoned by the compound and he got very severe chloracne out of it. His face then, there's some before after pictures of a pretty scary transformation occurred when they tried to kill him with it, but it failed and he got quite severely damaged as a result. Now, things in terms of his prognosis probably don't look particularly good because he was given a high dose of this compound. The TCDD is in the news a lot because it's a product which is formed in the bleaching of paper, or bleaching of pulp to form paper. If you want nice white paper, you have to use a bleach. Think of the character of wood pulp, it's brown. People don't necessarily want brown paper for everything, so they bleach it. And the standard bleach that you use is chlorine, highly reactive, powerful oxidizer. To get that chlorine, the standard technology then produces TCDD. And so there was a lot of hoo-ha about them putting a big bleaching plant in Tasmania. This was one of the issues. It's always associated with these bleach plants is the release of TCDD into the environment. Once in the environment, the dioxins and PCDFs, they're classic hydrophobic compounds, so they're lipophilic, they're going to go into pieces of biology in the waterway, and if they get into a sediment, they sorb into the sediment and they stay in that sediment and